Good afternoon, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. Can we begin our briefing? Thank you very much. Good afternoon, and thank you for coming to this second briefing of the Office of the President of the General Assembly on the preparations of the General Assembly High-Level Dialogue on International Migration and Development. The purpose of today's briefing is to inform you about the progress we have made in preparing for the high-level dialogue since the first briefing held on 12 April. In particular, I want to let you know about the panel discussion we are organizing on 25 June, about the informal hearings we are organizing on 15 July, and finally, where we stand with the organization of the high-level dialogue itself. Yesterday, we circulated the letter of the President of the General Assembly to all permanent representatives and permanent observers. And attached to this letter, there were four annexes. Annexes 1 and 2 contained lists of NGOs that can participate in the high-level dialogue and in informal hearings. Annex 3 contained the program for the panel discussion on 25th June, and Annex 4 contained the concept note for the informal hearings. This circulation is not always very efficient, so a limited number of hard copies can be found in the back of the room if they are not taken already. So first, the panel discussion, which will be held on the 25th of June. We have worked hard with the Secretariat and its, with support from interested member states and other stakeholders to put together what we hope to be an informative day. As a keynote speaker, we are, I think, fortunate to have Ms. Sonia Nazario. She has spent more than 20 years writing and reporting on immigration and other social issues. She has won numerous national journalism and book awards. In the morning, there will be two substantive panels, one on migration and development and one on labor mobility. Experts that will participate in the panels come from academia, international organizations, member states, and civil society. The main objective of the morning is to provide us with fresh ideas and new insights based on the latest evidence to help us, so to say, think outside the box. In the afternoon, we will first hear from a migrant voice, and that voice is Mr. Perez Mendez, who was born in a small town in Mexico, came to the United States at the age of 10, and has dedicated his life to promoting educational access for Latino youth in the New York City area. The afternoon will feature an interactive panel with institutional key stakeholders from the United Nations, the International Organization for Migration, and civil society. These experts will provide us with their expectations for the high-level dialogue and its follow-up. The panel discussion is also open to representatives of non-governmental organizations accredited with the Economic and Social Council or the Department of Public Information, those who have a valid UN ground pass. We have tried to create a balanced program from a gender, geographic, and migration perspective. We have also created room for extensive interaction, and we hope that delegations will come and engage actively. Second item, the informal hearings with the civil society on 15th of July. We are working together with the Civil Society Steering Committee and, of course, with the support of the Secretariat in organizing this important hearings, this important event. As you are aware, a very large number of NGOs have expressed interest to participate. We believe it's a good sign. However, given the limited funding available, probably not all 440 NGOs who registered will manage to come, and perhaps with support of member states, some more of them can come, so please think about ways and means to support them if you can. we are planning to organize four panels. First panel will focus on migrant labor and mobility. The second panel addresses migrant rights and protection. The third will be on migration and development. And the fourth deals with migration governance and partnerships. The subjects for the panels are, as you probably notice, quite similar to those of the high-level dialogue. So I hope that the informal hearings will provide concrete inputs for the dialogue in October. Member states which are interested in participating in these panels are invited to contact our office and express that interest. You can see from the draft note that we want to facilitate an active dialogue between civil society and member states. So all member states are invited to come, listen, and participate. Finally, the high-level dialogue itself. In the briefing in April, we invited all member states to let us know if they were interested in co-chairing any of the roundtable. I want to thank all member states who responded positively to this invitation. We have received a number of expressions of interest to chair roundtables. So we need to make a decision bearing in mind regional and other factors. Within next few weeks, I would like to hold a meeting with representatives of co-chairs to discuss modalities of roundtable discussions. So we need to finalize this as soon as possible. So if there are more delegations, more countries interested to co-chair roundtables, please contact us. Please try to do this by the end of this week. Resolution 67219 calls for a note from the Secretary General on the organization of the high-level dialogue. I would like to give floor now to Mr. Bela Hovi from the Department of Economic and Social Affairs to provide us an update on this note. Mr. Hovi, please.
Thank you very much, Ambassador, and good afternoon, colleagues. As the Ambassador said, resolution is asked for a note of the Secretary General on the organization of the high-level dialogue that is currently in preparation. We hope to issue it within the next 4 weeks or so. It will cover the overall theme and format of the high-level dialogue, the modalities for the plenary meeting. It will look at the make proposals for the interactive roundtables, the organization of them, and also clarify participation and speaking modalities. And briefly, it will also finally describe the official preparatory activities for the high-level dialogue. If I may, Ambassador, I would also like you to say that we receiving on a regular basis inputs for the high-level dialogue from preparatory events organized by member states and other stakeholders, and those are posted whenever we receive them as soon as possible on the official website of the high-level dialogue that you can access on unmigration.org. And finally, if I may, as you are aware, during the general debate of the next General Assembly, there will be all kinds of different arrangements for rooms, and there will also be limited availability of rooms. So member states who are interested to organize side events, they should do so as soon as possible by contacting the DGACM focal point for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hovi. This is what we had to say as a way of introduction, and now I open the floor for your comments and questions, if any, of course. Switzerland, you have the floor.
Thank you, Ambassador. I'd like to speak about all three points. And first of all, thank you for a very informative briefing. As you know, we have been very engaged in the preparatory process, especially for the panel discussion and the informal interactive hearing. We've actively engaged with you and for the hearings with civil society. Let me start by addressing first the civil society hearings. We are very positive that the hearings are very well underway, and we also hear from civil society themselves that they're actively involved, which is something we welcome very much. And we look forward to actively participating in these hearings. So therefore, we thank you for distributing the concept note, which will be helpful in preparing our participation there. Then maybe just two questions, which hopefully you will be able to answer at this point in time, or then at a later stage. We would be interested in knowing how the NGO, civil society, and private sector representatives will be selected for the speakers list, because we have agreed in the modalities resolution that there will be three speakers. So this is something that would interest my delegation, how, in fact, this will then be decided, because it says in the modality resolution that this will happen in the hearings. The second question is similar, how the participation of organizations will be decided on for the roundtables, because there's also a mention in the modalities resolution that a number of organizations will be able to participate in roundtables. And then lastly, I would just like to recognize that we have taken note of your communication also with regard to civil society participation in the high-level dialogue itself. We do deplore that despite what we thought was a very able selection by the Office of the President of the General Assembly, member states did feel the need to raise some objections and concerns, which is deplorable. And we just wanted to mention that we continue to disagree with the non-objection basis in modalities resolutions, and basically would call for increasing transparency and accountability when it comes to voicing concerns with certain stakeholders. So this is just something that is very important to us, and hopefully that will be improved in the future among the international community at the United Nations. That's something that we think is of importance. Then quickly to the panel discussion, we thank you very much for the program, which we welcome very much, that the focus is on the twofold capacity of the high-level dialogue. On the one hand, stock-taking, and also new impulses. So we do acknowledge that very able speakers have been chosen, also new voices that we haven't heard in the debate yet, which will surely be able to give us some innovative ideas on how to think about migration and development. So this is something that we very much agree with, and it's also most welcome that both sides, sending, receiving, and transit countries, that all these perspectives will be addressed in the panel discussion. We certainly also welcome that the employer's perspective has also been integrated in the program, which we think is a key element to be reflected in labor mobility policy. So we comment this very much. Then we are sure that also the leading institutional figures that are on the program for the afternoon session will be able to give us very important insights into the substantive progress achieved on the migration and development agenda. And we do believe that it would be useful for this discussion to be focused on what we have truly achieved, to provide certain guiding questions for the speakers, and we were wondering whether that is something that is being thought of, since we've had this in the second committee last year in a panel discussion on migration and development, and we certainly thought that this very much helped to focus the discussions. We also acknowledge the two keynote speeches, which will definitely set the mood and context of the substantive sessions. We very much appreciate that two voices are chosen that often and deplorably go unheard in our political discourse, the perspective of a representative of the literary community, which is something new, and then the very important perspective of a migrant, which is something we appreciate very much. Then just two points maybe on the rather deplorable side. We think that the gender balance could be stronger, but we do acknowledge that a lot of efforts were made in trying to have a balanced program in terms of gender. And then something that we have noted is that it seems that no explicit reference is actually made to the overarching theme of the high-level dialogue, which in the modalities resolution, paragraph 14, where member states did agree on the panel discussion, also agreed that the panel discussion should focus on the overall theme. So we were hoping that possibly this could be better reflected in the titles of the program, or then just hopefully in the discussions that we keep in mind that in the high-level dialogue we want to focus on concrete measures to enhance coherence and cooperation. And we do think that the panel discussion provides an opportunity to start this thinking along these lines. So this is what I wanted to point out with regard to the panel discussion. And then just quickly to the HLD itself. Thank you for addressing the issue of the organizational note. That will surely be very helpful in preparing our participation. We are very interested in learning how big delegations can be. I'm sure we're not the only ones. Possibility of side events, that's certainly something we'll take into consideration. And just with regard to the planning of the roundtables especially, but overall the organization of the high-level dialogue, we were wondering whether the Office of the President of the General Assembly is considering to establish some sort of an advisory group consisting of important stakeholders that could advise the PGA or accompany the PGA in planning the high-level dialogue. So what would be most useful, we believe, is that such a group could consist of the roundtable co-chairs, of course the UN Secretariat units that are relevant for the organization of this event, but also the IOM, International Organization for Migration, and we would also appreciate if civil society, such as ICMC as the coordinator, could be considered a part of such a group. This is just something that we would like to mention and ask you whether that is something that you're considering, and of course we would be ready to engage in this should, as most of you know, we be able to, as what we have proposed, co-chair one of the roundtables. We have addressed a letter with Nigeria to the President of the General Assembly, and of course looking forward to hearing about the final decision of the co-chairs. So that's it, and finally I would like to thank you for the very participatory and consultative process of organizing this high-level dialogue. We do think it's important to have all perspectives on board, and we appreciate that very much, and will remain engaged in the lead-up to the high-level dialogue. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your constructive comments and suggestions. Perhaps I should try to answer your questions while delegations are thinking whether to join this and make some comments. You asked how NGOs will be selected for the speakers during the high-level dialogue. So far in the preparation of this event and events that will lead to the high-level dialogue, we very much relied on contacts and interaction with the NGO community and organizations that are active in this area of migrations. We believe that the best way to at least start this process is to speak to them and to see what they have to say about how speakers list as far as NGOs are concerned should be organized. Same goes for your second question about participation at roundtables. So we'll start from there, and of course that is also something which is connected to your third question about the possibility to establish some kind of advisory group. I mentioned in the introduction that we actually are very much looking forward to finalizing the composition of the chairs of round tables, and that the intention is to, when we have that finalized, have meeting with them and go on to then in that format work together in the preparation of the high-level dialogue and discussions during the round table. So I think that this format or this framework will guide us to decide on these issues that you mentioned. Okay, if there are no more delegations interested to take the floor, I think I could now invite a representative from the steering committee, NGO steering committee, to brief us on their preparations for the hearings in July. You have a floor, please.
Thank you very much, Ambassador. Thank you very much for all the work we've been doing together and for inviting us to this meeting and as Switzerland say, for the participatory and consultative approach that you've also been taking towards civil society. So I wanted to start with a word of appreciation towards your office, but also towards UNDESA and the other UN agencies, as well as a lot of member states here in the room that have been very open and consultative with civil society. I'm speaking on behalf of the Civil Society Steering Committee, which is a group of about 30 civil society organizations from around the world, from different regions, from different constituencies, from labor groups, from rights groups, from diaspora groups, from development groups, as well as organizations that work with the private sector. I myself work for ICMC, the International Catholic Migration Commission, and we have been working with this group of 30 civil society organizations to advise the President of the General Assembly's office on where we hope that civil society can come in with regards to the preparations for the high-level dialogue. I just wanted to join you in a word of hope and a word of invitation that member states will be participating towards the hearings and will be able to attend the hearings. There is a lot of hope and expectations and preparations going on within civil society. There's a multitude of regional meetings taking place as we speak in different parts of the world for civil society to come to these hearings well prepared with substantial practical policy recommendations of what civil society thinks is the way forward in the field of migration and development. And as most of you know, civil society last year put forward a 7-point plan where from a civil society's point of view, broad civil society, we spelled out 7 priority issues where we thought member states, together with UN agencies and together with civil society, could make progress in the years to come beyond the high-level dialogue working on these issues. So we're very excited to see that the concept note that has been presented by your office, Ambassador, very much aligns with these 8 priority issues, 7+1 priority issues, linking them with the 4 roundtable themes that are on the agenda for the high-level dialogue. For those of you interested in the specific 7 points, there are some copies in the back of the room of that plan that civil society has put forward, and you can find me after the meeting if the copies have run out. I just wanted to express a word of appreciation also to Switzerland for raising the question of how civil society will be involved in the high-level dialogue itself, and a word of appreciation towards you that you will look at the Civil Society Steering Committee to come up with a sensible idea of how we can select the few speaking slots that are available for the high-level dialogue. So thank you very much for that. I also want to say that we, from our perspective, are delighted to see that there have been so many registrations to participate in the hearings and the high-level dialogue, and that so many NGOs and other civil society groups will be able to participate. It goes without saying that civil society obviously is also not quite happy with the non-objection clause that was in the resolution, but that's outside of our work. Just wanted to emphasize that we're at least happy that so many NGOs will be able to participate. And joining the statement made by the ambassador, there is a little bit of financial assistance available for some civil society participants, in particular from developing countries. And we've received a grant from the MacArthur Foundation and the Open Society Foundations to fund the civil society participant, but it's really only very little. And we got expression of interest from about 250 organizations to avail of financial assistance, and the money really only can cover about 40 or 50. So we definitely would like to encourage member states that do have budgets for this to fund some civil society groups to be able to participate either in the hearings in July or in the high-level dialogue itself in October. And lastly, from our point of view, what we are trying to organize within our own civil society constituencies around the world. We're calling together a meeting during the weekend before the hearings for civil society organizations to come already to New York and to come to that meeting during the weekend on Saturday and Sunday, so that there will be more opportunities to speak for civil society among themselves and to really come well prepared to the hearings, so that there can be a good dialogue with governments, and we very much hope that governments will be coming to the hearings and will be available to speak at the hearings. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I thank the representative of the NGO Steering Committee, and thank you very much for your very kind remarks about our cooperation, and I hope we will continue until 15th of July in this constructive spirit. I would like to ask Mr. Hovi to address one question that was raised by Switzerland.
Thank you, Mr. Ambassador. The there was a question or slight concern about the overall focus or the overall theme of the high-level dialogue in relation to the panel discussion. And I think you already gave part of the answer yourself, because indeed, as we've done with the second committee special event in November, where we had an interactive panel discussion, we have provided questions to the panelists of that panel, and those questions speak very much to those practical measures to enhance the benefits, to address the challenges of migration within the context of improving cooperation and coherence. And as you've seen on the program, also the moderator, we've been in touch with him as well in terms of how to moderate and what are the objectives of this panel. And he is certainly also a person who has been very closely associated with the preparations or with work on migration and development over the past 10 years at least. So also, I have full confidence that as a moderator, he's able to pull out, if you want, those recommendations from the institutional panel. In the morning, as you were saying, we have more, or as the ambassador was saying, we have more the experts on the panel. And although they may not be immediately familiar with the UN agenda, it is my hope and expectation that we will get some fresh ideas, which may also be useful when we discuss practical measures in the high-level dialogue itself. So in a sense, we've put those academics, that latest thinking on the program, with a view of being a resource also for you to think what can we take away from this. And so I hope, we hope, that by having a program organized in such a way that this will come out. And then also the elaborate time for questions and answers. I do hope that we get excellent suggestions from member states also and other stakeholders from the floor, to the extent that they are not being presented by the panelists, either in the form of questions or in the form of brief statements. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hovi. I don't see any other delegations that wish to take the floor. Thank you very much for coming to this briefing. I would like to call on you once again that those delegations who are contemplating to chair roundtables, please contact us as soon as you can. We really hope to finalize this stage of preparations and then embark on the second stage together with the chairs of roundtables so that we can finish all preparations in a timely manner and have everything prepared for the next President of the General Assembly, who will actually preside over the high-level dialogue. So thank you very much, and this briefing is adjourned.